Some North Norwegian council members balked at the possibility of a big tax hike in 2025 just to maintain a status quo budget at a meeting on January 15. But, after some discussion, council decided to recommend additions to the draft budget that could see the tax increase rise even higher than the 8.4% hike that would only maintain current service levels. Kaun Tech Manhas said he thinks an 8.4% tax increase is way too high, and that staff should re-evaluate the draft budget for 2025 and see what can be accomplished with a tax hike of just approximately 4%. Are all of the services we provide necessary? He asked. I think we should do a performance review. Kaun Bruce Findlay asked what services staff have considered cutting and what efficiencies have been identified to possibly lower a tax increase. There's a whole bunch of our community members that are struggling, and they'll be struggling further over the next 2 or 3 years as they renew their mortgages with increased interest rates, he said. Increasing taxes for some of these enhanced additions to the budget recommended by staff, I think, is anathema to a majority of our taxpayers. The 8.4% increase doesn't even include the increase to sewer and water rates and garbage collection. Our residents are getting to the point where they just can't afford it. Sow Ted Swaby told council earlier in the meeting that the municipality's financial situation as the budget for 2025 is being prepared is dire. He said the proposed status quo tax increase of 8.4% in 2025 covers a wide variety of pressures that are out of North Norwegian's ability to change, including a 2% increase for 911 services, a 2.14% increase in RCMP costs, and a 4.26% increase to account for inflationary pressures and increases in operational costs, including library costs. Swaby said that if council wants a tax increase less than 8.4%, cuts to services will be required. Kaun Cheese Istis said he's not willing to go lower than 8.4%. He said costs are going up because North Norwegian's population is growing at an unprecedented rate. I understand some residents are suffering, but we also create one of the highest quality of living around, which does incite strong economic development and people to move and relocate here and then continue to invest in it, he said. By cutting costs, we're just going to shoot ourselves in the foot. Terry Vetter, North Norwegian's Director of Financial Services, said she went through the draft budget line by line, reducing expenses wherever she could. Honestly, I worry about the budget even with an 8.4% increase, she said. I'm worried that at the end of 2025, we will be in a deficit, and that's just being truthful. Mayor Rob Douglas acknowledged that many residents are facing some real financial challenges with the rising cost of living, particularly in regards to skyrocketing costs at the grocery store as well as mortgages and rent payments. And here we are facing a tough tax year, he said. This is my 11th year around this council table, and this is definitely the toughest tax year I've had to face yet. But council went on at the meeting to recommend that the draft budget include additional staffing resources in fire protection, building and engineering, critical infrastructure upgrades for the Crofton Pool, a major culvert replacement, and parks accessibility, and additional operating funding to relocate the Chimanis Dog Park. The draft capital and operating budgets will be presented for further discussion at the Committee of the Whole meeting on February 11, and it's anticipated the first 3 readings of the budget for 2025 will take place on February 19.